Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Come and Get It podcast. I'm your host, Sergio Cervantes, with host
Israel Valdez.
For some reason, I pause and
at the beginning.
Yeah, I like expected you to talk for some reason.
You open this stuff up, man.
Yeah, man. But let's get into it already. I hope everybody's doing well. You got anything to plug in for yourself?
Nothing other than the usual at the Flower on Saturdays.
Yeah.
Yeah, always there.
Every Saturday from 10 to 2. Dude, how was it that, like, daylight savings time? It was
bullshit.
Like 1 o'clock.
Oh, my God. First and foremost, it was dead. I believe it was Apartment 9's first weekend open.
Uh-huh.
I may be wrong. So I think either everyone was partying at home or somewhere else, but it was dead.
Damn, man.
Jordan and Carolyn were there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they came down for the weekend.
Cool.
Yeah, it was cool. So it was like 159 hit, bro, and I was like, oh, fuck, I forgot to say last call, you know?
Yeah,
and I was like, fuck, I don't have a mic tonight anyway. It's fine.
Yeah.
I was like, whatever. And I was like already like on my way over to like turn the lights up, mm-hmm. and I looked at my phone and it said 1 o'clock. I was like... Like, I knew it was gonna happen, bro, but I completely just didn't think about it. I saw 2 o'clock, I was like, cool, I'm going home. And then it was 1 o'clock all over again.
That fucking sucks. And it sucks that they don't, like, compensate that time or whatever. They're not like, you know, okay, it's really just 2 o'clock, just go, you can have another hour of sleep or whatever. No, they're like, it's 1 o'clock again.
Yeah.
You're fucking staying.
Yeah, but no, there were groups of people at a time, like, there usually are, you know, but it's chill. I don't have to read a whole lot of the room because there's not many people.
Well, maybe this next time around will be a little
better. It gets lit out there, dude. It's not usually dead. Like, not Friday.
I mean, because that new place, so Apartment 9.
Yeah, new place, again.
Again, I'm going to try to check out that open mic, which is tonight, so.
Oh, shit, that's tonight?
Yeah. It's from 8 to 11, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, nice. I'm going to see how that fucking goes. Plus, yeah, I need to get my set together. This Saturday I have a show.
Oh, yeah?
Abilene, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be some real hillbilly type shit, too. We couldn't do it at the original venue that was going to happen, which was at The Zone, which is a pretty cool venue. And that was going to be canceled. No, the guy booking the show, John Reynolds, he called me up. He's like, hey, man, I got another venue. It's like a cross from a cemetery. I was like, all right, man, all right. As long as it's not in the fucking cemetery, then I'm fine, you know, because that would be really, really fucking weird. And
dead crowd.
Yeah, somebody in the group chat actually made that joke.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's gonna be I'm gonna say weird. It's gonna be weird for sure. Yeah, some real white people shit for sure. it's gonna be some real white people shit.
Hey, man,
I think I'm gonna be the darkest one there for sure. Yeah. But, you know, oh well. You know,
enjoy it, man.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy it. I'm there to, you know, tell the jokes and get some laughs and stuff. You know, I'm going to pull out the meth head joke, which I'm sure everybody in that crowd is going to relate to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And next week, I landed another gig in Dallas.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah, man.
Now you're not just West Texas, sir.
Yeah, I know, right?
You're just Texas.
Yeah. I'm fucking Texas now. And yeah, because the guy messaged me and he's like, this is the time, this is the place, this is how much you'll do and everything like that. And yeah, I was just like, I'll take the gig. And he hasn't gone back to me since. So.
Cool.
Yeah, but hopefully it's another spot over there. I just got to get 5 people to go.
Oh, shit.
In order to get paid. So, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't know. Because I do invite people. I do. But at the last minute, they're always like, couldn't make it, dog. Or I forgot it was tonight. Like, you're not.
You know what? It's crazy because just like that, you know, when I'm hiring at work, I have to stay on top of these people via text message. Otherwise, they won't show up. It's been proven and over again.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude.
It's crazy. Nowadays, it's just people won't go out and look for a job.
Yeah, yeah,
man. Like, hey, I'm handing you this job.
Yeah.
Just gotta show up.
That's so weird.
It's dumb.
It's dumb. It's not weird. It's fucking dumb. Yeah. I guess people are just like, they expect. That's what it is. It's kind of an entitlement thing almost. People just expect to be handed this position or whatever, you know? And you almost have to do it. Like you said, you have to just keep up with them through text messages.
It's annoying.
Yeah. And you're like the management over there anyways, right? So it's your job to do that. It's not like you're just another employee that just shows up for their shift, right. You know? Damn, dude.
I'm the showrunner. I like it, though. I have a good crew.
You do?
Yeah, now.
Did you have to, like, weave some off, or...?
Yeah, one left. But overall, we were overstaffed anyway, so I'm cool, you know? Okay. I'm not stressing about it. I'm still gonna hire one extra.
That time, my sister and my mom went over there, and they started talking to you. When my mom came back, she was like, Israel kind of like, you know... kind of always like on top of things and stuff like that. I was like, yeah, he's very much like that. He's like, I noticed because he was telling me he needs to change this and this is messed up and that's messed up. I was like, yes, he's very much like that.
That was days into the job. Like, I knew that story was trashed. I had to come back and like give it mouth to mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're you know, in the right direction now. So just a matter of time, baby.
Yeah. Gotta get your sea legs pretty much. I mean, you already have them, so.
Yeah, a part of me does, like, miss working out with my dad, to be honest with you.
Yeah?
A lot.
Oh, man.
I'm just trapped behind these, like, four walls every single day as compared to going out and traveling, you know, West Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
But.
I mean, you know, every job has its pros and cons, sure, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, my dad wasn't paying me this. It's not a whole lot of difference. I was making good money, but it's a little bit more money now.
Labor pays, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking pays. Yeah. There's a lot of people that...
So does sitting on your ass, though.
Huh?
So does being able to sit on your ass. You can have a good fucking office job.
Yeah. You got a good office job. Yeah. You know, this is different. A lot of people just don't want to get out and do the work like labor does, you know? I think that's a lot why it pays, too. Yeah. Nobody wants to do it.
Lawyers don't do labor.
Mm-hmm. Hell no, they don't. Huh, man, fucking lawyers. Dude, but the lawyer that I had for my fucking DWI, he was great. He was awesome. But he did not give a fuck about how I felt about the entire thing. Like, if I went in there, like, kind of, like, not emotional, but, like, kind of, you know, a little distraught about things, he, like, wasn't having it. Like, he wouldn't, like, he cared about facts. That was it. Yeah. That was, like, just facts, and facts. And if I had something, like, I don't know, something, like, a little irrelevant to it, he just immediately dismissed it. Yeah, yeah. But he got me out of a fucking jam.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm happy for it.
Yeah, and people like that, especially people that deal with people and have relationships with their clients and such, should be more empathetic than that, though.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. He was very lacking in empathy. Oh, very, very much so.
Is he an old guy?
Yes.
That's why. He's just done it so long that he's like, shut up.
Like, yeah.
Let me do my job. I got you.
Yeah, you already paid me, bro. You paid me, so it's going to be fine.
You take care of me, I'm gonna take care of you.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I don't know if you...
Oh, this margarita is fucking... Ooh.
Yeah, it's hitting.
Oh, it's fucking strong, dude.
Woo! Shout out Porter's. Porter's has good shit all the time. Yeah. We've talked about this on the podcast so many times already, but it always has good shit.
They just have the greatest selection of the crafts.
Dude, yeah.
Here in town?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, HEB and Walmart, you know, they're getting there, but like when it comes to Porter's, it's just hands down.
I think HEB should be there, to be honest with you.
Really?
Because, yeah, they're networked in Texas.
Yeah, you're right.
Find a fucking network for local beer. Be the local beer delivery guy.
You fucking right,
like,
about that.
Like, only carry shit from Texas and, like, the mainstays, just because those make the money, too.
Do you know anybody in town that brews their own shit?
Not here, no. Not to my knowledge.
Oh, man.
I mean, I'm sure there are maybe a couple people that do make their own supply of beer, but nothing commercial.
Yeah. You remember when we went to the Pines for Polio thing.
Yeah.
With Fonzie. Dude, that was awesome. That was a good night.
They just had that again.
They did. Yeah, they did. I wanted to go to, but you know, I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that last time we went to was so much fun. And that thing that they that happened the year before I went with you happened again, where they give you, I think, 3 or 4, 5 drink tickets, but then later on in the night they're just like, fuck it. Just drink. Yeah, just drink. We don't care.
We don't want to load this shit back into the
car. Really? Honestly, yeah. That's what it came down to. And I remember that girl who was running for mayor at the time.
Mm-hmm.
She was talking about how they wanted to open up a brewery.
And I was, dude, I kind of remember that family.
I wanted that to happen so badly. So badly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I also wanted to make out with her. But yeah, that.
That white girl, right?
Yeah. She was cute, man.
She was young, though.
Yeah, she was like my age.
Yeah, that's young.
Oh, yeah.
For me?
Oh, yeah, that's your... Okay, all
right. Right? We're on the same page?
Yeah, we're on the same page. Because I thought you were saying, like, she's young, like, hey, man, she's young for you. No.
For mayor.
Yeah, for mayor, for sure. I thought that was a little, not weird, but that was just, like, very surprising. Like, oh, you're running for mayor? All right, I'll vote for you. I have no idea what your politics are, but let's go for it, okay? That's how I vote.
Turns Big Spring into a slave ship.
With a brewery, though. We got a brewery.
Yeah, we're going to be drunk slaves. Voting for the white woman.
Voting for the white women. That's...
I don't think you'd mind. You'd be like, yes, darling.
Yeah, I would, man. I mean, that's part of the reason I'm so good at my job at Starbucks. I mean, come on.
That's true. You just cater to white women.
Exactly, dude. You know, it's not just white women. White women either. Any like woman that kind of like dresses like a hipster, almost. You mm-hmm. know, like you know, they. I'm gonna take care
that's
of them.
That's
your
like, type.
That's my type for sure. You know, overalls or sweater, glasses and shit. Yeah. Looks like they. You know, they know a quote to quote philosophy or something like that. Like that's my fucking type.
That's
right
it.
There. Yeah. Has a book with them.
Holds it upside down when they pretend to read.
When they pretend to read, hell yeah.
Shit. I'm drinking this water because that fucking.
Dude, I don't know if you want to get into this or not because I have no knowledge, barely any knowledge on it. I just know what happened. But Travis, this whole Travis Scott thing, yeah.
I haven't. Dove into it per se.
Yeah.
I've read what is shared on, you know, the socials, but people are saying it's a satanic ritual. Big F and Rick said that. So, yeah. I mean, that guy knows what he's talking about. That guy studies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I have reason to follow him.
Yeah.
You know, be influenced or whatever. Dude's a smart guy.
Yeah. And there's evidence. Too.
Yeah.
Unless he was just inspired by those kind of things, you know.
I mean, the projected image on the screen was a burning eagle.
Oh, that's okay. I ran across that earlier today. Yeah.
It's a burning eagle.
What does that symbolize?
I mean, the eagle symbolizes America.
Okay. And the bird. Okay.
Yeah, we're just like, going to hell. I don't know. It was weird. It's sketchy. It's weird. And then people are shitting on him because he was performing on this little tiny little island in the middle of this crowd, right? It was kind of weird too.
Yeah.
And in the same fucking scene that he's still singing in are people just being passed up, like just flopped. Just limp bodies are being passed.
Yeah. And then I saw the video where he, like, keeps singing,
right,
too.
Yeah.
Now, that was fucking sketchy as well.
I don't know personally how I'd react. I probably would not just keep going, you know?
Yeah.
I definitely would just, even out of distraction, I would stop.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you see somebody passed out. They're clearly, like, passed out. People are kind of hovering over them and everything. You have to stop somehow. Mm-hmm. You know, there's something in you that's going to say, hey, let's find out what's going on here, you know?
Somebody check on him.
Yeah. It's a weird fucking thing, too. And, yeah, I feel like he definitely needs to be held accountable for this, which he's not going to be. You know, no, I don't think any sort of charges are going to happen. I actually watched...
What charges can happen?
I don't know. And so, I guess I saw a video, but, like, apparently back in 2015, he got charged for inciting a riot. Mm-hmm. At his concert, you know, telling people he pretty much fuck the security, come in anyways, jump over fences and everything like that. And he pled guilty to it. Yeah. And I think he sent out a tweet before all this happened, before the show happened. It was like, you know, I don't care how many people are in my show. If you know, just come in anyways, you know. And so that's just another offense.
Yeah.
You know, he apparently didn't learn from the last time. So I don't know what he can be charged with exactly, but I mean, the law's weird anyways. So
did he get arrested? Did he get arrested?
I don't know. He went to court and everything. He pled guilty to it and shit.
Oh, but that was then.
Yeah.
I'm talking about...
No arrest for anything.
That's interesting. It is weird. But he is... on social media, he's saying that he's trying to help the families of those...
Well, that's good.
...that were affected, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Damn, dude, that just reminds me of that Ariana Grande fucking concert that had the bomber or whatever.
Yeah, I remember that. You could hear it, too, right? Like, he was at... Well, did it go off? Because I think I remember watching a video.
Yeah, there was fucking a big Ariana Grande was fucking devastated.
Yeah, and she paid for the funerals, right?
Yeah.
She's a good person.
Man, she's a sweetheart.
Yeah, she looks like such a fucking sweetheart, man. Mm-hmm. Like, she could do no wrong.
She looks innocent, bro.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, she looks innocent, but I'm pretty sure she a nasty bitch.
What movie was she in? The new American Pie? It came out like last year. No. I'm thinking of Peyton from the game plan.
Madison Pettis or whatever her name. Yeah, I know her name now. Like, yeah.
Yeah, she was in the new American.
Yeah, you were telling me that.
Yeah, I think it was on Netflix for a day.
She is so fucking fine. Maybe it's ridiculous. Day, and the hair really helps too.
Dude, I love her hair.
That curly hair. Oh my god, dude.
It's pretty.
And she's always with that fucking lingerie. I'm pretty sure people listen, like, the women listening to us right now are just like, oh my fucking god.
Pigs.
Oh, well, this is what we like, man. It's two guys. We don't have a guest anyway, so we're just going to talk about what gets us hard or whatever.
No. This is not that podcast.
No.
That's the one
episode
we record.
Episode 69 will be that podcast.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. I really want to get, like, some OnlyFans girl on here or something.
Find one.
Yeah. I have one in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have one. But we'll see how that goes.
All right, man. Reach out.
Yeah, I will, for sure. Yeah.
I need to have a permission slip signed for that day.
Okay. There's also another... Like, I also want them to seem interesting as well. Uh-huh. I don't want them to seem like some moron who's just getting... money, yeah. You know, like there's another girl who also has an OnlyFans, and it's like you're gonna be a fucking moron on the show. I know for sure. Like,
it'd help if I knew which one was which.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you once this is over.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out. Yeah, someone interesting as well. Like, tell us why you're sending butthole pics, and they give us this really profound answer on why.
That's
I know that's not gonna happen, but
you've got to look beyond you on your own, pal. Find that profound answer you're looking for.
That's gonna be a fun one though. I don't know where else to go.
Man,
to go
with Rick that. Keeps coming through.
Huh?
Rick keeps coming through.
What do you mean?
Doing sound.
Oh, really?
Shout out, Rick, man. I love you, guy.
Oh, man. Hell yeah. Are you, like, learning the ropes to it, too? Like, you figuring it out?
It's just, he had it set up, so I didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But we couldn't figure out why it wasn't playing and why it wasn't playing. Why the fuck wasn't it playing? It was one tiny itty-bitty switch. It was a three-position switch.
Oh my god.
And I was just skipping over the middle. And the middle's the one for the RCAs.
Oh my god.
And so it wasn't playing my music until finally we made a call.
Yeah, that just passed by.
It was a car. What the fuck was that?
It was a car, I think.
Sound like a goddamn UFO.
Dude, sound is ridiculous. Like, you figure it would be just like
plug and play.
Yeah, and everything's on. There's no, it's like the hardest part of the show.
And connectors and adapters and bullshit.
But granted, doing stand-up, it's relatively easy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's just, you got to get the mic working, and that's it. For music, I'm sure it's an entirely different animal.
Dude, you know? For me, it's easy too. You know, you plug in a mic, I plug in a mic and a computer. Somebody who's playing in a band, who's got, like, different shit.
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I hope sound guys are very well paid.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure, buddy.
Just fuck all that.
It's not easy either. You have to haul around all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
Ugh. And see, that's why going full DJ full time is not not what I'm aiming for. Having to get a trailer to carry on the speakers and everything, and nah.
It just no. I wouldn't either, man. Another reason I do stand up. Like, everybody else has their own setup, you know. Anyways, so I just got to show up. Hopefully the mic works, and if it doesn't, well. Somebody's gonna figure it out. It ain't gonna be me. Yeah, I've done that before too. Yeah, I have done that before. I remember when I did do it. We were hanging out at the time, but I don't know if you were there. I can't remember too well. We walked into Desert, and Adrian was on stage for one of her first times. And I got so excited. I was like, fuck yes, another comedian? Hell yeah. Uh-huh. And I don't remember anything that she said at all. I just remember being so excited for not being the only one there at the open mic finally, you know?
Nice.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's comedy, because it could have been karaoke.
It could have been karaoke. Anything else. Yeah, yeah.
Adrian could be a karaoke star right now. You know what I'm saying?
Dude.
Man, Adrian's doing some work on some doggy treats.
On some what?
She's working on making dog treats, like starting her own business.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I already gave her $20 and I was like, here, I'm investing.
Hell yeah, man.
I got your first order.
Sadie Snacks.
Sadie Snacks. Yeah,
those. That'll be cool, man. I didn't know she was doing that.
Yep. So good for her, man. I love seeing people just grow.
Yeah. I have no idea what even goes into that at all. Like,
me either.
You just like, you know.
Get she said it was made with real food though, so it's not just like
leftovers.
Processed, you know, just whatever. Okay. I don't know what they fucking put in dog food. I know it ain't veggies.
Huh?
I said I know it ain't veggies.
It ain't veggies. No.
I see veggies, they don't look like that.
They actually look worse. That's fucking cool though. I'm glad she's not finally doing something, but she's doing something, you know.
Yeah. Dude, you know, I want to start my own business too. I'm so indecisive as to what to do. I feel like it's gonna come to me and it's gonna click and I'm just gonna know, but it hasn't happened.
Yeah.
But I'm looking.
What do you think it's gonna be in the realm of?
I don't know. I would love to have a place to hang out, something to compete with bars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean that's vague, right?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, it could be anything.
And not to say that I wouldn't serve alcohol. It's just it wouldn't be a bar.
Mm-hmm. It'd be just
I don't know, a garden, just fucking something different.
Yeah, a venue of some sort. That's got me thinking now.
See,
but my mind immediately goes to comedy club. Yeah. You know, that's where it goes. And comedy clubs are just glorified bars, if anything. Because that's how they get their money.
Mm-hmm.
It's through the bar, you know. They sell tickets, but you know,
yeah, that's not gonna pay the bills.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pay the comedians.
It comes from the alcohol, mm-hmm. You know. Supposedly, I don't know, and that's probably not true. Somebody told me that they were supposed to be opening up a club here, but how many times is that? Happened already, you know?
And people's idea of a club is different than people in Dallas's idea of a club, you know. Here it is gonna be another bar that does what, just plays music.
Yeah. and you would have to, if it's gonna be a true comedy club, that would mean you would have to get comedians there every single night. Mm-hmm. And even have an open mic maybe a couple times out of the night too. Mm-hmm. But you know, get comedians up there to go up there, have a real lineup of 9 to whatever, 15 minutes each, so they work everything out and pay them a certain amount. Mm-hmm. Who cares, you know? And also have a few rooms, at least 3 rooms where different shows are going on at once. Maybe one's an open mic, the other one's a showcase, and the other one's, don't know, it could be empty that night, you know? But that's what I feel like.
And also, idea.
Maybe 2 bars.
It's hard in Big Spring for that to come to life.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. If you were in Dallas, in the outskirts of Dallas, then I'd say, dude, all day long, you know, because you'd find more people than the 15 people that tell jokes in West Texas.
Yeah, you would. And people, they I feel like they would make the drive over here.
Mm-hmm.
if they were really serious about it. Because, you know, the word comedy club to a comic, that means a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, of course they're going to show up. But it's just the demand here. Mm-hmm. People don't, it's not that they don't want it, they're just not used to it. You know, you've seen it before. A lot of people that go to comedy shows, that's their first time going to a comedy show. And they're kind of, they're enjoying it, but they don't know how to react to it, honestly. People in Dallas or Austin, they get it already. They just opened up a new club, a brand new club, and it's already fucking smacking over there.
Damn.
Yeah, it's just called the Dallas Comedy Club.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
People would go to it because, you know, Dallas.
Yeah, yeah.
Surprised it hadn't been there already. Someone with that name already.
Yeah, and if anything, it was probably somebody who got tired of hyenas.
Yeah.
And they opened up Dallas Comedy Club, you know?
Someone got kicked out. Like,
all right, then. I got money. I got fucking money. Just watch. Man. But I still haven't gone to a fucking comedy club. I want to so badly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be an experience.
It would be, man. I want to so badly.
You'd be, like, trying to go up on stage, trying to talk to people. Like, hey, hey. I see it, dude. You're like, hey, check this out. I'm on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. And if I'm on a poster, oh my God. Mm-hmm. Dude, one thing that I'm like gonna, for sure, like the day it happens, I'm gonna be like so pumped about is the day, it doesn't matter how I'm in it or whatever, the day my name is on a marquee. Mm. Like, that's gonna be like, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Like, special guest, whatever.
Yeah.
But as long as I'm on the marquee, I'm gonna be so, so pumped about it, you know. Get so many likes.
I see you selfieing with it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Or well, I'll probably get up the balls to get somebody to, you know, take a picture of me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It'll happen, buddy. It'll happen.
It'll happen, man. It's a matter of time at this point.
You've been, man, I really hope tonight goes well with that new open mic.
Me too, man.
Me too. It's just a whole different crowd, I think.
It's going to be a very, very different crowd, which is good because that means a lot of people haven't heard my jokes. So.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
But I wonder how that's going to work because that bar is very bar-like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are the pool tables still there? Well, I imagine
I saw the pictures and the pool tables are still there. I have no idea where the stage is going to be set up or anything like that.
Or if it's a real stage.
It's not going to be a real stage. I'm sure it's just going to be like at the corner.
Yeah, at the end.
The spot. Yeah, and that's it.
Who's going to turn up on a Wednesday, though?
The new place?
Yeah, it is
so,
a new place.
Nah,
yeah. There's plenty of people that go out. I'm just fucking around. There's tons of fucking people.
And May's hosting it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, right? So she's got, you know, one open mic one day and the other one the next. So that's,
oh, yeah.
That's really cool.
I wonder if she'll plug it in. Come on to Desert Flair
tomorrow. Oh, that would be so dirty.
That would be
so fucking dirty of her, man.
Maybe she'll promote herself. Like, come listen to me sing tomorrow at the Flower. I don't know. It's wrong either way, right?
Yeah. Yeah. They'd probably be like, no, we're not having that. We're apartment night. Why do they call it apartment night?
I don't know, man.
I'm not shitting on it, but it's just, it's, man, a strange name.
Yeah, I thought it was weird. I was like, what apartments? I don't think I've ever been to those apartments.
There's no apartments anywhere near that place. Is it maybe a studio? Is there a place that like
resembles the studio?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe an aunt like gives her heroin addicted nephew this place that he can crash in the back of her house, and he calls that his apartment. I don't know. What goes on?
I know the owner, and I think I may ask him why, bro.
You should.
Yeah.
Because that's the, like, everything else makes sense because it's its own name. Desert Flower, you know, Mezcal, train car. It all makes sense.
Yeah.
Then apartment nine, you expect apartments.
Yeah.
You expect going there and like maybe taking out a lease or something.
I'm going to go to apartment nine. I need to renew my lease.
It's weird. That's all I'm saying. Not shitting on the place. It's a pretty cool place.
I like it.
It was open. It was really cool. It's open now, but you know. It was a cool fucking place.
Put on a show there. I'm sure he would love the business we.
Oh yeah.
We'd bring.
Yeah, man.
That'd be cool.
I'd be down for it too, man.
Hell yeah.
I remember Nano. Do you remember his idea? For doing a show over at Apartment 9?
No. Oh, with the comedy in there?
The what?
The comedy in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and us stripping down during our set. You don't remember this part?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, yeah. It was that was the thing of the show. Like, we, you know, while we're doing our set, just strip down to our underwear. Yeah. Because, you know, going full naked would be a crime.
Whoa.
Huh?
Who all would do that?
I would do that.
You would do that.
Yeah, you know I would do that. I think Adrian wanted to do it. Of course, Nana was going to do it. My ex was going to do it. yeah. But everything fell through. Nothing crazy. Happened. Yeah. I was so pumped for it. I even had, underwear that I was going to wear. I had your
outfit picked out.
Yeah, I had my outfit picked out. It wouldn't be comfortable at all, but like for the sake of the show.
Damn, what were you gonna wear?
It was the
Speedo?
No. Well, it looked like Speedo, but it was a red panties with white polka dots on it.
Oh my.
Yeah, I was gonna wear that.
Oh my.
I got them. You know?
Did you buy them?
No, they were a gift.
Okay.
They were actually
good. Look here, these are your size. That's something else, dude.
Yeah. But I was really excited for that happening, and yeah.
Yeah, man. Things change.
Plans change. All the time. I miss Nano, dude. I wish he would get back and start doing some sets, you know. But, you know,
where's he at?
He's still in town. He's still doing his job and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, still working, but, like, you know, I guess.
Well, I think COVID kind of just killed everything, and people just...
No, even before that, he just...
Was it before?
Yeah, he started just, you know, waning off of it. I missed him. I was like, this guy is really fucking funny.
Yeah, and it was kind of random, you remember that?
Yeah, dude, yes.
He just wanted to get on stage, and I was like, man, all right, just let's go. It's open mic, get on.
Yeah, yeah. And he did it.
He did, and he
killed. He fucking went up, man. After our show... Was it our show or was it a show? It was at Mezcal, I remember, and he was there for the show, and he was like, "Hey, man."
Oh, that was our show.
Yeah, because I went to the open mic at Desert afterwards, and he's like, "Hey, man, you know, I really liked y'all's show, and it got me wanting to do stand up." I was like, "Fuck yeah, go up there," and he did.
Oh yeah.
And he started doing it for a while, and you know, that I guess that because that happens a lot with people.
Yeah.
People just start doing it. Either they. Their heart's just not in it, or they just find, like, they see what it takes,
yeah.
And just like, I can't fucking do this.
And it's hard to create material all the time.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And it's not even, yeah, you do have to be creating material all the time, but, like, you can also refine what you already have,
mm-hmm.
You know, just make it even better.
Yeah.
Because there's a couple of things and jokes that you've heard countless times that I want to add on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that I'm going to try over at this open mic. So it's going to be fun.
Try to set up your phone somewhere and record it.
I should. I've been, those tripods are only like $20 on like Amazon, right?
For your phone?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Because I really want to get one.
Yeah.
And start.
I think we should.
Yeah. I fucking should too.
Then just bring it and then we'll start doing this on YouTube.
Right? Dude, I've been wanting to do that, really.
Me too.
It's going to be so much fun. The only thing is, like, it's just going to be one shot.
Yeah.
That's going to be cool, but after a while, it's going to be like, I wish we could just switch, you know? But then just we're going to need a producer for that.
Yeah.
To switch
and the cameras. Editing. And
yeah.
It's just a lot, dude.
Learn to edit.
Learn to edit.
Hmm?
Learn to edit.
Dude. Yeah. It looks like such a pain in the ass, but the payoff.
Mm-hmm.
The payoff for it just looks so awesome, you know?
Yeah, there's a new podcast coming back into town, but I'll tell you the details on that later.
Oh, a one that's already been here?
Kind of, but no.
Oh, okay.
So there's that answer.
Okay.
It's gonna be nice, man.
All right, man.
It's cool.
Are we friendly?
Yeah.
With them?
Always.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I thought it was gonna be one that we're not friendly.
No.
That we're not.
It's all a stigma, man. There's no beef. There's no real beef anywhere.
No. No.
There's just a sick stigma because we kept going.
Yeah. Dude, what are we? This is 60, right? Episode 60?
No, I think it's like 59.
Fuck.
Yeah, bro. We took like a week off.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, we did.
Let's see.
Then we had your birthday. That was fun.
Oh, that was fun.
That was fun, man. Playing Mario Party.
Yeah, this is 59 today.
Damn it. All right.
10 more episodes till your girl. Find your girl. 10 episodes.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get there for sure.
We'll have rank on fucking 67.
Yeah, six. That's what I'm really looking forward to again. Yeah. And it's going to come by like that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But I think the 69 one, I do want to do it, but like, I have to get this girl like days before we do it, you know? Because if I do it now, it's going to be like, yeah, I'll do it. And then when the
time... You think it's going to be a yes?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
Man. There's a few around, dude. They're not shy about it. And I guess it can't be, you know?
Yeah, no. That's why I want them on, because they this is good. Going to give them exposure.
Publicity.
Plug yourself in, girl.
What's your at?
That's going to be so much fun. I want that to happen. I wonder how far they're willing to go to, like...
Just as far as like speaking on what they do.
Yeah, and also like, because I'd like to ask them like, would you, you know, have sex on camera, or have you already done it, and how was that?
Well, they are OnlyFans girls. There's good chance that they have and they will.
Yeah, but like penetration. Yeah, like actual penetration, not just like them playing with themselves, you know.
Yeah, dude, I'm sure they're out there. This is porn fucking personalized.
Yeah, you're right.
That's all it is.
It's personalized porn. That's why people, again, that's why people pay for it.
Yeah.
We were talking about this.
Paying the premium.
It gives people a nice sense of, ooh, they're into me, when they're not.
Yeah, that's still weird to me. I'm not gonna lie.
It's really weird. Because like I told, like the last time we were on here, you know, like I have a fucking account. I only get the free shit.
Yeah.
But like, you know, it's a mass message when like they just send you shit like, hey, baby, hope you've been having a good day. By the way, here's a picture of my big tits, you know, and like, all right. For a brief moment, you feel okay. For a brief moment. Then afterwards, you're like, okay, I know this isn't anything personal.
You're just cursing your own dreams right there.
Yeah, yeah. You just copy and paste it and that was it. You know.
It's all right, man. It's all right.
Yeah, it's all right.
You need to find a girl, though.
I do. I really like to.
Fuck, I was going to say something. It always just goes away like that, goddammit.
But yeah, finding a girlfriend would be cool.
Yeah. Especially now that those fucking weather's getting cooler, bruh.
What do you mean?
Like, the weather's getting cooler. It's getting colder out.
So that... I don't get it.
You have to have a girl for the
winter weather. Oh, okay. Cuddle weather.
Yeah.
Okay. I get it. Dude, that's the last time I had one, was this, the cuddle weather thing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're seasonal.
Yeah, I'm fucking seasonal.
You're that one beer that you can only find at stores 3 months out of the year.
And I'm so good. That's so good, man. And I'm really bitter once it's all over.
My fucking Blue Moon Mango Wheat.
Oh, dude, that shit is amazing.
Still my favorite beer.
I can't believe... I remember the time I was in San Angelo. I'm pretty sure you've heard this before, but the time I was in San Angelo, there was a Blue Moon seasonal beer that was a cinnamon.
What the fuck?
It was cinnamon. And
hard pass.
The guy like passed, he saw that me and my friend Eric were looking at beers trying to figure out what to get, and he was like, I'd get this one because it tastes like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I was like, fuck yeah. And we got it and it tasted just like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, you know?
Like the milk at the end of the bowl.
Not the milk or anything, but it just had that taste.
Hey man, that milk at the end is not bad.
It's not, but in a beer that would be weird.
Yeah, the milk, yeah.
Yeah,
but there's milk beers.
Yeah, but
Those are weird. Breakfast beers are weird to me.
Breakfast beers?
Yeah. Like I just can't come around to drinking before like 2 or 3 in the afternoon. Very rarely, and it has to be like during like a cookout when I'm drinking before like noon.
I enjoyed it, man. Anytime, yeah, I'd hang out with some friends at San Angelo. We'd wake up after a night of drinking and then start drinking again.
Jesus.
Like at 9 o'clock in the morning. It was fun. That dude, I miss San Angelo so much. That's a cool-ass place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially that downtown area. Once, you know, once this is all up for me, we should go.
Yeah.
Because there's this really cool hipster bar that I want to take you
really?
To. Yeah. Called Casual Pint.
Oh, yeah, no, that's the one that I haven't been to.
Yeah, it's all craft beers there.
Huh, that's cool.
It's all craft beer. And also, you can
I can't get a Coors Light there?
No, no. I remember one time, one of our friends, he lived in San Angelo at the time, and I took him over there, and he hands me some money. He's like, hey, man, go get us two Coors Lights. And I was like, dude, they're not going to have that. He's like, just go order it. I'm like, okay. So I go and order it. Hey, can I get two Coors Lights? And the guy looked at me like I just smacked his mom or something. Like, like, what, do you really look what's behind me, dude? We don't have fucking Coors Lights, okay? So I just grabbed something that I was like, well, what do you have that's like Coors Light? And he just gave me something that was really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Super good. They had a lot of really good shit there. And I went there, I think the day prior. And, like, no, I went there, like, in the middle of the day. Nobody was there. And I got drunk for free.
Nice.
I just chatted it up with a bartender, and I paid for maybe two drinks, but the rest were, like, samples. And they're all strong beers over there. So the samples easily just knocked you down, you know?
Built up, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's fucking cool.
I want to go to one of those, like, beer tours or whatever the fuck.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Where you just go in, pay a fucking, like, pass for the day, and then you just go walk around and drink.
Hell, yeah. I want to do that, too, man.
Or they have those things for, like, wine at the vineyards.
Dude, a wine one would be even more insane.
Yeah.
Because that would just knock you on your ass.
For sure, dude.
At the end of it all.
And then wine has, like, a distinct feeling when you're drunk, man.
It does.
I don't enjoy it.
Dude, it does. It'll
give you a limp dig.
That's, yeah, that too. That's
you just can't get it on wine, bro. You can't, or you just have to know your limits on wine. Because otherwise, you're not performing.
Wine is, I fucking
whiskey,
love
whiskey though.
Sheet. Dude, that shit is insane. Well, I love wine just in general though. That shit is amazing.
I don't.
You don't?
No.
I love it, dude.
For one, I really don't like that feeling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's just a little too fast, a little too intense. I don't know what it is. And it always makes my fucking mouth feel dry.
Yeah. Always.
It's fucking weird.
Like, I don't like that part, but I just enjoy wine. It's so good
to me. I love Stella Rose. I will fucking put that out there. That's a wine.
Uh-huh.
But it's a lightly carbonated. It's like drinking a Red Bull.
Yeah.
Drinking a Red Bull is very different than drinking a carbonated drink like a Coke.
Yeah.
It is lightly carbonated, and I like that a lot. So when I tried the Stella Rose, and I was like, holy shit, this is like a strawberry soda with the light carbonation rather than the soda carbonation.
I remember Janine introduced me to that.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Stella Rose?
Yeah, it was so cool because she knew I was in theater, and we had a show, and she went to the show.
Oh,
and
that's
then,
cool.
Yeah, and then right afterwards, I went out to see everybody, and she's standing like at the door where all the actors exit, and she's standing there with a bottle of wine.
How did you know her? Was it college?
No, well, I was 21 at the time anyways, and I was in theater before.
For
and
college? Then,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
that was a missing piece, because I was like 21... But in plays, I just forgot you went to college, man.
Yeah, yeah, for a time. Didn't finish, but yeah. But yeah, it was really cool. I opened the door and she was just standing there and like, congratulations, I got you some wine. I love the show. Like, fuck yeah.
Wow.
Took that to the back. We all had some fun. Yeah. It was a good time.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Janine. Thank you for the Stella Rose.
Yeah.
That was so cool.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Oh, also, y'all keep an eye out on the newspaper. I don't know when they're going to do it. But it should be the week before and or the week of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We as CNGI have donated some money to the Herald, but the Herald is gonna basically turn around and buy two baskets for two separate families with a full meal provided for families in need around the area.
And thank you for that, man.
Yeah, man.
You're the one just, behind that.
Yeah, the lady came up to work and I was like, you know what? Let me pay you right now. Like, I got this. I'm gonna do this. I didn't do it for the store, but I did it for CNGI.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I sent in our little logo.
Hell yeah, man.
So
that's gonna be in the paper too?
Yep.
Oh, fuck yeah.
The new one that's on the podcast now. Come and get it.
Hell yeah, man.
CNGI, if it fits everything in, you and I being the core members, the only members now, really.
Yeah, the only members.
And then our name, because it'll be CNGI Entertainment, you know, presented by or whatever. But it was cool. It's in full color. Our picture's in black and white anyway.
Yeah.
It's a full color page.
That's funny.
I'm gonna open up Windows Paint. paint our clothes or something.
Go to every newspaper and get Crayolas or something. That's fucking cool, though. Yeah. When is it going to happen?
A week before Thanksgiving? It's for Thanksgiving, so we should be in the paper, I think, two or three times, because that same page runs in those papers.
Yeah.
And I think it's two or three times, one before, maybe one during, like, the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The weekend paper, and then the one, like, on the following week, on Friday.
Hell yeah.
I don't know when
it is. You're going to be in there twice?
Yeah, they put it in there a couple times.
Awesome.
Yeah. But it's going to be us and then everybody else who also paid to contribute for the families in need around the area.
Mm.
It's just something that, you know, I'm able to do. And, man, fuck, it helps me sleep at night. It, you know, I'm doing good things. And it's not because I get to come out here and brag about it. It's kind of cool to see that our name's going to be in the newspaper, which is why I mentioned it. But if we weren't getting the recognition, I would have done it either way. And yeah. I wouldn't be mentioning it right now. You know, but it's CNGI in the newspaper, yo.
Check it out. And check out the page, too. Go like our shit.
Oh, yeah. CNGI Entertainment.
Yeah. Are you excited about the holidays coming up, man?
Hell no, man. My bank account goes flat during the holidays. Like, because I have fucking everyone's birthday in October. So everybody fucking had a birthday. My sister, my mom, my grandma, my dad, Jean. I think Kayla's dad's birthday was in October. I may be wrong.
I think so. Yeah,
I just
have
a shit memory. But either way, it's just a ton of birthdays. And they start all the way in August. I got August, September, October, 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 October. And then November, mine. And then my little cousin David's. His is in late November. And then my son's is on December 4th. And then Christmas.
So just... It just keeps going.
It's just expensive.
Until January. You're just waiting for January to hit.
Yeah. Man, hopefully they get fucking taxes out on time this year.
Dude,
it's the only money from last year.
You waited forever.
I got my taxes beginning of October, I believe, or mid-October-ish.
A whole fucking, was it about 6 months?
I filed March 1st.
Oh, okay.
I filed March 1st, but I fucked up, though. I filed my paper. Because I was too fucking eager, and I didn't want to, like, have the lady who did my taxes the previous year to give me the answer as to how much it was, like, the exact dollar figure, because that was what I needed to file electronically.
Oh, okay.
I was like, yeah, fuck it, I'll just print them and send them in. My dumb ass, bro. Waited fucking 10 months. Well, 7 months after that. 7 months for my fucking taxes.
God damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't remember, like, each month, at least once a month, you would mention, like, fuck, man. What is this happening? Is it gonna happen at all?
Dude,
what's going on?
Because I may have stretched the truth on something, so I was like, fuck, what if they're looking at it?
No. Well, they did it.
Yeah, well, fucking property taxes are, you know, they give me some of that shit back too, so.
Yeah.
I hate paying property taxes, dude. $2,500 a year.
God damn.
That's some bullshit. Back in the day, our parents paid fucking $200
and a year.
Fuck. Inflation's a real fucking thing now, dude.
It is, dude.
Oh, I remember we were talking about porn and shit. I've been keeping my eye on cryptos. Again, cryptocurrencies.
Oh, okay.
And so I've been kind of keeping an eye on those, and I was talking to my buddy at work about it, and he was like, yeah, man, I've been reading about it too, and I was listening to some podcasts, and he told me what it was, but I can't remember. It's on the tip of my tongue, but I can't remember. Anyway, they mentioned that there's a cryptocurrency that's going to be called, or is called, Cum Rocket.
Nice.
And that's basically what is going to be used to pay people in the adult industry.
Cum Rocket?
Yeah. And so it's going to have, you know, a dollar figure on each coin or whatever. Mm-hmm. But he said it's, you know, we this money's going to be traded heavily.
Oh, hell yeah.
So this is probably something you want to get in on.
Did you?
No, I haven't found it.
Oh, okay.
Because not every cryptocurrency source or, like, hub or vendor, whatever you would call them, carries all the coins.
Oh, so, okay.
When I was trading at the beginning of the year, I had three different apps in which I had money deposited into that I was investing with.
And none of them were Cum Rocket.
None of them were Cum Rocket. I don't know if it's a new thing, though. I haven't been on the market for a while.
Oh, man. Cum Rocket. Kent.
Dude,
Even porn got into it.
Huh?
Even porn got into
it. Yeah.
And why wouldn't it, you know?
Dude, inflation is a thing. I said it a second ago.
Yeah.
We printed, I think, 60 or 30% of all the money in rotation that we've had in rotation since the beginning of when time or money was in rotation.
God damn.
Last year.
God damn.
Yeah. Even if it's only 30%, bro. 30% in 1 year. We've been fucking passing money around for a minute.
Yeah. For a long time. I mean, how many times has the dollar bill that you've had in your hand just been in rotation?
Yeah, and these are new bills. They destroy old bills all the time.
Yeah.
I used to have a collection of old bills. I have like $250 in like a rare old 1920s fucking $5 bills.
Really?
Yeah, it was just a collection of them. I had one like old ass $100 bill. The serial number was in red instead of green.
Whoa.
Yeah. it's crazy.
You remember when they changed the $100 bill? Dude, that was still fucking trying to imitate weird.
It. We went from green money to blue money.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like fucking that. Nobody questioned shit. Because it's money.
No, it was because they were trying to fight the counterfeiting.
Oh, that's what... Okay.
Because with that strip that they put on it, you can't fucking easily replicate it.
Yeah. And I think a lot of printers now, like, if you try to print money, if you're dumb enough to do it...
it'll shut down.
Yeah, it'll shut down. Or it only prints, like, half of the fucking thing. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You can't do it now.
Where did I see that? Because that was true. I saw that. It was just... Oh, it was, I think, like a TikToker bullshit.
Yeah.
Man, I think back probably 3 years ago, and I was listening to this self-help motivator guy. He was an entrepreneur. He's Gary Vaynerchuk.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to his audiobook, and he went and said that TikTok, formerly Musical.ly, was the number one marketing tool anyone could have.
Mm.
And man, if you look at the amount of influencers who have become rich
off TikTok.
From TikTok,
yeah,
he wasn't wrong. People became millionaires because they dance in front of their phone at their house.
For real, dude.
We need to start dancing.
That dude has made a lot of predictions that have come true.
Yeah, well, he's just a really smart guy. He's just in on it all the time. He's in on everything. He's just... With technology is his thing.
Yeah.
And that's what he's after, because he knows where we're going. We're not going back to fucking phone books. You know, we're not doing Yellow Pages no more.
He knew exactly where the fuck we were going. I mean, TikTok, mm-hmm. You know? That was, what, 3 years ago? 3-4 years ago?
Yeah, about three.
Yeah, when like TikTok was barely
hitting stride. We went from Musical.ly to TikTok.
Yeah, and I remember Musical.ly. I never had it, but me I remember either. Like that link, you know, here's my Musical.ly or whatever.
Yeah.
I never and it gave was the a same fuck thing. About it.
TikTok, just for whatever reason, just blew up with the new name.
I have no... Yeah, was it all just the name?
I don't know. I don't know if the, like, inner dimensions of the app work are changed or whatever.
I feel like that definitely had a thing to it, because Musical.ly, it's like... Why am I...
Yeah, you kind of just shortened your audience right there.
Yeah. Gotta have a catchy name.
Right.
You have to, man.
Who doesn't know TikTok? Like, we know those words from when we were able to understand
exactly
words.
Exactly. You know?
The clock goes TikTok.
TikTok by, I don't know, that one chick.
I bet fucking Tic Tac was pissed. These motherfuckers.
And then making more money than us.
Like, who's Tic Tac? Sounds like a fucking Dollar General version of fucking TikTok.
Dude, right? It really does.
And Tic Tac has really been around for so much longer.
And all the other social media sites, too, they all have a catchy name. Snapchat, Instagram, and all that. They're just names that you don't forget.
Yeah. Well, they kind of been engraved into our mind at this point.
Even back then, you know, when I barely opened up Instagram for the first time, it was just like, this is cool. Like, the name's cool. I like it. So,
dude, I remember just being so stuck on MySpace. I was resilient to come over to Facebook.
And really?
I finally did. I even tried, because when Facebook started coming out, we were alive before Facebook. That's something a lot of kids these days can't say.
Yeah, we were alive before Facebook, dude.
There was a Google Plus.
Google Plus, yeah. I never got it, but I remember got one. That, yeah.
And I was one of the ones that had the link, you know, to get in early.
Yeah.
And I was sharing that link like crazy. I think I got to like 30 friends, and then nobody started going. You know, everybody's just like, yeah, we're going to Facebook.
Let's do Facebook, yeah. Man.
And even Facebook's changed a whole bunch.
They're Meta. Now.
Now.
That's weird.
It's weird.
Like, what the hell is all that? Like, what's all that? Do you know anything about
it? No.
It's supposed to be like...
But, okay, so there's a Meta in cryptocurrencies, which isn't cryptocurrencies. It's NFS and NSF, which I also don't exactly understand fully. Mm-hmm. But they're digital... there's digital real estate that is Meta.
Okay.
So you're, like, playing a game. You're investing real money into real estate... on a game or like this virtual thing. Mm-hmm. And those properties with people building around and the stuff that just is going on in this Meta,
yeah,
it goes up in value or it goes down in value, and you can sell that for a lot more money than you invested into it initially.
And it's still the same virtual real estate.
Yeah, it's nothing tangible.
Yeah, yeah.
But people want this because it is investing.
Yeah.
You can buy this virtual property at this price, and, you know, in 6 months, it might just fucking blow up and be worth 10 times as much than what you bought it for.
Yeah, yeah. I get that from a video game perspective.
Yeah, Sims, bro.
Yeah. Sims or just like any, like GTA or any RPG that you play or anything like that. Because, you know, RPGs, you're just like, oh, there's this fucking cool place. I'd like to buy that with the currency that's in the game, mm-hmm. not with my money, you know? And you get the thing, you feel good about yourself and everything like that. I feel like... Big money is just like, we can capitalize on this. We can make this real and get real money.
You have your computer up.
Yeah,
look up NSF monkeys. And I don't exactly remember the NSF thing, like what it is. But these virtual art pieces, okay, go up for auction. And these monkeys, I think, just sold for $2.6 million.
Holy shit.
And it's like, why would you invest money into something
this
that...
This right here?
No.
NSF monkeys.
Maybe it's...
Oh, that's the National Science Foundation. My bad.
Just go to images.
Yeah.
No, those are still not it.
Are they... wait, NFC? No.
NFS, NSF.
Are you talking about the thing
it
that...
It might be NSF.
That people make NFTs.
NFTs?
Yeah.
You might be on that. Man, I might be fucking up.
Yeah, these right here.
Yeah,
buddy. Yeah.
Those monkeys. one of those went up for auction and sold for millions.
What are they? It's just
drawings. Like, you own, like, the, you know, there's a museum that owns a Mona Lisa. It's worth a lot of money. These are unique. They are not recreated.
Holy shit. And these went for how much?
Just millions? Yeah, yeah. Just ungodly amount
for
a piece of internet.
So it's just art or collectibles, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's weird because it's becoming a thing. It's really a thing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
At first, people looked at Bitcoin crazy.
Mm-hmm.
People looked at Bitcoin crazy. And even when every other fucking cryptocurrency crashed, Bitcoin got to $30,000 this year. That was its low after being at 50 for a long time. And I was like, fuck, I knew it. I got out of trading cryptos right around that time, like right before it all crashed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, I dodged a bullet. I made my money and I walked. But I should have instead thrown all that money into Bitcoin then. Because now it's worth $67,000 again. It's an all-time high.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and that's the thing about cryptos, man. I always end up shooting myself in the fucking foot.
Yeah. It's gambling.
I started with Doge at 0.00002 cents.
Mm.
It got up to 75 cents. If I had invested
$1,000,
I would have had nearly $1 million.
God damn, dude. Holy shit.
Because it went up fucking 3,000%. Right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And so it's just 1 cent bought me several, probably 100 or 1,000 of coins at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And
cryptocurrency leads to things like NFTs, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's digital currency, digital value.
Yeah. That's weird, man. Everything's just fucking digital now.
NFS the whole time. I don't even know what this stands for.
I'm looking it up. Non-fungible token.
Non-fungible token.
Yeah. That doesn't make it any clearer. Oh, they're just speaking from like a person's perspective. Yeah, but just a non-fungible token is what it means.
What does fungible mean?
Let's see.
For the people, of course. Not like I don't know. I totally know. I just want to make sure.
Let's see. Of goods contracted or without an individual specimen being specified, able to replace or be replaced by another identical item, mutually interchangeable.
Okay, so it cannot be duplicated in a sense. It cannot be, there's not two of them.
Yeah, like the Mona Lisa.
Right, is there two of them?
No. There's only one Mona Lisa.
Yeah. There's often imitated, never duplicated.
Yeah.
I wish I had someone who could draw the fucking a Starry Night on this wall.
Dude, that would be sick.
The whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
I love Starry Night.
Starry Night's a good. It's great, and even the guy behind it is even more interesting than the fucking painting.
Van Gogh,
yeah. I watched a movie based off his entire life recently. Willem Dafoe played him. It's really, really good, man.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was gonna be just sad the whole time, but no. It's just a really pretty fun, not fun, but it's a nice perspective through his life. You get to see a lot of him.
That's cool.
One really cool scene that stuck out to me the most was like it's almost like he kind of knew his fate. He started talking to a preacher who didn't like his art. He was like saying to his face, like, your drawings are ugly. Like, why are you still painting? You know?
Wow.
Yeah, to his face. And Van Gogh's like, he knows who he is, and so it doesn't really bother him. And he starts saying, like, you know, a lot of artists aren't known until they die. That's a really sad thing. Even because he even mentions to the preacher, like, he tried to be a man of God at one point, but it didn't work out.
Mm.
And while learning that, he even learned that even Jesus wasn't talked about till 20, 30 years, till after he died.
Dang.
Yeah. So I just thought that was interesting. Like,
it is.
So
what was he like, though?
He was a schizophrenic. He was mentally ill his entire life. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and he people found him scary and shit like that. He wasn't scary looking or anything, but, you know, mentally ill people were kind of afraid.
I had, like, he, to me, in my, when I read his name, he has, like, this creepy vibe to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Van Gogh. does he have a truck? A van? Is he passing out candy? Looking for his puppy. He had this just, like, I don't know, sunken in face look in my eyes. I don't know what he looked like.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, like, Willem Dafoe.
I don't know who that is.
Green Goblin and Spider-Man.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's Willem Dafoe. Yeah. Did a good job and everything. It's a great movie. I'll go back and watch it again for sure. Yeah.
Man, I'm stoked about Battlefield 2042 coming out this week.
Oh yeah, it is, huh? Yes. I saw that you like tweeted something about it.
I'm like 4 days till I go MIA.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, that's gonna be fucking amazing.
I bought the game months ago now.
And how long have they been working on it? It seems like they've been working on that.
Dude,
for
Dude, we're not Call of Duty,
years.
Okay? We don't put out half-ass games every year. The Battlefield community is patient enough to wait for their masterpiece.
And I feel like it's gonna be a
masterpiece. This one I feel like is gonna be so sick. Cause they're taking Battlefield 4, which was kind of a remake of an era comparable to Battlefield 3. Cause Battlefield 3 is more modern. You know, Battlefield 3 hit it, you know, hit the nail on the head with that. All the choppers, all the weapons, there's stuff that is still, you know, being played with today, used in combat today. And then they went to Battlefield 5. They had Battlefield Hardline before that. Battlefield Hardline was Cops and Robbers.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah,
so
yeah.
That was pretty cool, but... still not Battlefield.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the...
It's like
the
spin-off.
Tanks and helicopters. I think you had helicopters, but not the attack choppers and shit like that.
Yeah.
They make a huge difference. Battlefield 5 was World War 2, I think.
One of them.
So it's just old. The guns that they used were just no attachments. Most of them, or a lot of them, had just very basic scopes or sights.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And so just to have that technology available in the newer game, this one's going to be set, I believe, in 2042, which is 20 years from now.
20 years from now, man. Holy shit. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. So it's going to be slightly more advanced, but I can't imagine having holograms and being able to double jump and bullshit like Call of Duty does.
Yeah, yeah. No, I feel... Because they take a very realistic approach to their games.
Man.
So.
And that's why... And it's not the most user-friendly game, you know. I've got to admit that. But if you're going to invest your time in a game, I do think that Battlefield is worth the investment.
Yeah. No, I like... Battlefield. I never dove into it like you, but yeah, the gameplay of it, like, I don't like... That's not that I don't like first-person shooters. It's like I don't dive into it. That's the gameplay that I do like.
Yeah.
Because they get it right.
On Battlefield 3, I think I ended up putting close to 1,000 hours on that game.
You told me about that.
Which was equivalent to more than 6 months of my life.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I'm getting pretty close to that with fucking Rocket League.
Dude, Rocket League...
No, I think Rocket League, I've only got like a week or two in, like, worth the time. Because I don't play for days at a time. I just play for a while on, you know, at the end of my day. So it's only like an hour, maybe two.
Are you still playing like on the go too, on your Switch? Or?
Fuck, dude, I haven't gone anywhere. There's that. I go to work and come home and I don't take you to work. I have better things to do at work. But when I went out to hand out candy over with Sean at the Gentle Pricks.
Yeah.
Formerly known as the Ink Spot. I was playing Rocket League out there with my fucking hotspot. Like, man, I'm ignoring these kids, so I put it away. Just watched football instead.
Just ignore the kids anyways.
Hey, man, I was giving out candy. I couldn't hand out candy in the middle of a fucking game.
Yeah.
Fuck off, kid. I'm busy.
Go to somebody else. They got candy. It's Halloween, baby.
Dude, it's fucking crazy to think back to when you were 10 years old. Well... If I was talking to literally almost anyone else, back when we were 10 years old, we would go trick-or-treating a much different way than what kids are doing now.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no idea what that's like. I grew up Jehovah's Witness, everybody, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I no longer am, because every time I say that, people think I still am.
You're so formally known as.
I have to clarify. I no longer am, but I grew up Jehovah's Witness. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what celebrating holidays and stuff like that is like. Yeah.
I think it said happy birthday to me. I was like, bruh. Nah, man. Always appreciated.
Of course,
fuck, man. I'm 28 years old now. Since the last time since we recorded, I turned a year older. You're closer to dying.
2 years to 30.
Fuck you. Yeah. I don't need that in my life now. I told myself when I turned 21 that I was going to be 21 forever. And then I turned 25, I was like, I definitely don't feel 21. So then I said I was going to be 25 forever.
That didn't happen either. I'm 26. For whatever reason, when you hit 25, it really sinks into you. Like, oh, this is some real shit.
I'm in my mid-20s.
I'm no longer this 21-year-old who's happy to go off and buy alcohol legally, you know?
Yeah, that wore off.
Yeah, it wears off very easily. I think
that wears off the second time you buy alcohol. Third time around, you're like, here's my ID, I know the routine.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not lying to you. Just fucking look at it, all right? But yeah, man. I wonder what 30 is going to bring.
Back pain, knee pains, headaches, arthritis probably.
I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Grays. I want to get gray, dude.
I want the salt and pepper beer.
Yeah, for really. Sure. Me too. My dad is I think 50 now.
Yeah.
And he has some gray hair.
Oh,
he's not graying a lot.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm like, man, I'm gonna lose my hair before I get gray. I'll have the facial hair though. Or that half of it anyway.
For whatever, I think everybody does, but I have red hairs in my beard. You too?
And blonde.
I had one blonde hair in my beard.
It's weird, right?
It wasn't even in my beard. I was still a teenager. Mm-hmm. And one of my friends at school, he's like, dude, you have a blonde hair. Just a long blonde hair, right? It was long for some reason.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck is this? Pluck that shit out. I haven't had it since.
It's weird.
Yeah, it was strange, man. But yeah, now got the red hairs and the beard and everything. Ooh, on some good news. Fucking Canelo's world champ or whatever.
Oh, Canelo?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Canelo.
Yeah.
Cool. I don't follow boxing.
He's world champ again. Not again, but he's up there with the greats now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Good for him.
Yeah. And he's
people really follow boxing.
They do religiously.
In UFC?
Yeah.
And I don't. I don't know enough.
Me either, but I mean, I like fights, so
okay,
I'll watch that shit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's instinctual, you know, if you know of a fight, you're gonna go want to watch it, you know. How many times have you tried to break up a fight? Never. You're like, let's see this shit go down.
No, I have. I mean, high school, you know, you don't want to see two of your dudes fighting.
Oh, yeah.
To your buddies, hey man, cut that shit out.
Oh yeah, okay. Well, yeah, when it comes to that, when it's a personal thing, outside looking
in.
Yeah,
no. Well, I think I'm more likely to yell "world star" if I see someone fighting in public than I am fucking trying to stop someone. I don't know their beef. I don't know what I'm getting myself into.
Yeah,
unless this dude's trying to just straight kill the guy, then somebody push him off.
Dude, I miss high school fights. How the fuck are you that mad at 8 o'clock in the morning, dude? Dude. I really remember being in junior high and just walking down the steps and just these two guys just fucking swing, already have each other on the ground, just swinging at each other. You guys have the energy for this? Really?
You guys woke up 30 minutes ago.
For real. And both of you two are never at school, so you showed up for this.
Hey, man. It brings people together.
high school fights.
No, man, I fucking hated drama. Like, I did everything I could to never have drama, and to this day, I am very successful at it.
Yeah. Me too. I've come out pretty unscathed with it. I never understood, because the people that were always involved in it, it's now, you know, growing up now, you can tell that they always just wanted it. You know, that's kind of the people they were in the first place. Mm. They wanted to be involved. They wanted to feel some sort of way about it, you know?
I used to get in fights, you know, myself, but yeah. I think I got all my crazy out as a kid, so now as an adult, I'm just chill.
Yeah.
I just feel like I'm a lot more level-headed. I've been through that. I've gotten in trouble. Mm. Now as an adult, getting in trouble isn't just a slap on the wrist. It's a night in jail.
Yeah. Yeah,
or assault.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's just something you don't want.
Nah, man. Anything on your record is a no-no.
Yeah. It's crazy because, I mean, people will fuck their shit up when they're fucking young, and then they'll want a job when they're 40 years old. And I'm like, sorry, dude, you had this fucking thing on your record. And can't overlook this.
Yeah.
It's not who I want working for me. Like, what kind of person are you?
This is a whole ass felony, bro.
Yeah.
Like, come on. You steal that person from when you were 15 years old?
That goes, well, when they're 15, they either do or don't get charged as an adult.
Yeah. Yeah, true, depending on what the crime was and whatever.
That's crazy, huh?
Yeah.
You just pick and choose who the trial is an adult.
The law, I've said it already, but the law is weird. The law is fucking weird.
It's made of gray areas.
Mm.
The law is gray matter. Man, huh? I want to get back into, like, looking into conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
That shit was fun to me. Like, I did that shit religiously. Dude, in high school and coming out of.
It's a lot of fun. It's, yeah. It's, you know what's, it's fucked up, though? It's hard to find things on YouTube now. They took almost everything down. Or at least, it's hard to find.
They're censoring everything, bro.
Yeah. And I'm not for it.
Yeah, no, me either.
I'm not
especially
for it.
Mark Zuckerberg. He's number one at it.
Yeah.
You can't even hashtag save the children.
Really?
Yeah, I think for a while you could not hashtag save the children.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Like, what's your theory? I don't have a theory on
well,
it.
Well, on that, I mean, people were posting about the Epstein shit.
Mm-hmm.
Pizzagate and all these fucking celebrities. And so the media didn't want that out. They were like, yo, you can't look this up because attached to this hashtag is an awful story of all these people being incriminated.
Yeah.
Censored.
Oh, okay. And he just made the final call, like, you know what, this is money that I'm losing too, or something like that.
Well, I don't know how he sees it, but it's without his censorship, it was creating chaos. You remember the Wayfair thing?
Yeah.
Everybody hopped on that hot, like, it was bad.
Yeah.
A lot of people had their attention on it, and then it just disappeared.
Disappeared, man.
Like that. Like that, and you didn't hear about it again.
The fucking censorship that we're all going through right now, like, it's just entirely unfair. I feel like even, like, with TV and everything, it should not be censored, anything at all. Like, of course, if you're going to watch, like, a Nickelodeon show, you know, or if you're going to write for Nickelodeon, no, you should know that you're writing for Nickelodeon, you know?
Right.
Yeah, but anything else?
Modern-day Nickelodeon.
Yeah, fucking, yeah.
Back in the day, Nick... It was kind of sketchy.
Yeah, even then, it was still, like, you could still watch it.
Yeah.
It was still child-friendly, you know? It wasn't, like, just, like, somebody getting
blatantly,
fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, just blatantly. But just censorship in general, like...
I think it's just because we're trying to protect the youth.
The youth?
From becoming corrupt and asking, Mom, what does fuck mean? And
yeah.
And then just wanting to fuck everything that moves.
Yeah. That now this is becoming better. Because censorship just makes it, at least personally, it just made me curious.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I heard a bleep anywhere, I was like, what did they say?
Yeah.
You know?
What fits the context?
Yeah.
I know these many bad words.
I want to figure it out,
yeah.
You know? And I feel like if it was just said, yeah, you're going to be asked a question, but also, like, maybe your kid shouldn't have been watching that in the first place.
Right.
Know? Yeah.
I wonder why. Fuck, I had it. See, I was going to interrupt you, and I was like, wait, he's still talking. No, like, even like our parents back in the day, I remember watching Revenge of the Nerds with my parents in their bed when I was just a kid. Mm-hmm. And there's a scene where the girls were topless and my parents would fucking cover my eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just scooted my head over a little bit. I'm like, titties! But, I mean, that's the thing. Why are humans like this? Why do we want to know what we shouldn't know? What people are trying to keep from us.
Yeah.
It's just, why are we that curious? Like, someone says no, maybe sometimes we should just leave it alone.
It's a weird thing. We want to know what we don't know. And that's what drives us as human beings.
Yeah.
That's how we got where we are today, you know?
Yeah.
If nobody was ever curious about anything, we wouldn't be doing this right now.
Honestly?
Yeah.
What the fuck is these dudes talking about?
Fuck, speaking of conspiracies or whatever, there's this one guy that I watched that kind of exposes what it's like growing up as a child star. Like, he'll take the Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, for example. He'll take those two and he'll really lay out real evidence of like what they had to go through and shit like that, you know. Yeah, he has really phenomenal videos. It's really cool. But one thing that I do not like about his videos is that he'll censor shit. Like, he'll censor shit like the word eating disorder or rape or child predator.
Yeah, things that just make people sensitive. Or
Yeah. It's triggering words. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dude, you have great videos, but like what you're doing, it's not helping anybody in that regard. Mm-hmm. So that's just another way censorship is just fucking people up in general, you know?
I think he might be someone who is personally just more empathetic even to people like that.
Yeah.
So he's like, I just don't want them to, you know, think of it. I don't want it to come to mind.
Yeah, yeah.
He's doing it out of, you know, a good place in his heart, but...
But at the end of the day...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just...
Quality is... You're suffering there.
Yeah, really.
Because, like, I would 1,000 times rather listen to a song fully explicit than a song that's on the radio.
Yeah.
You know, because I miss half the song.
There's a lot of bad words
in some songs nowadays.
And a lot of times, like, if I do listen to the radio and I finally hear a song that's uncensored, it's an entirely different song.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a better song, too. Yeah.
Like, when the actual artists go back and, like, rewrite the bad word or what?
No, because... It's just you can finally hear the word that they're saying or something like that, you know, and the rhythm to it is just it finally fits instead of just being nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah. All I'm saying is fuck censorship. Fuck
yeah, for real. That's why here at Come and Get It, we do not censor a goddamn thing.
Nothing, dude. Nothing at all.
Draw, bro.
It bleep. But also bleeps are funny. Bleeps can be really funny sometimes. Dude,
there's this Tyler the Creator video that he made way back in the day, and it's the there's like a little series of 3 or 4 videos. It's the golf.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's just talking about golf and how much?
Wait, is that old man?
Yeah, he's at Thurness.
Thurness, yeah.
Thurness. What's the bit called though?
I don't know. I just remember
Golf Wang. The fuck? I don't know what the fuck it is. Uh-huh. Wolf Haley. I don't know. No, it's Thurness. That's his character in the video, anyway. Yeah. And he uses bleeps, right? But he misses the word.
Yeah.
Intentionally, and he ends up bleeping words like sunshine and just random shit. But he says fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fucking genius, though.
Yeah.
That's fucking genius. It's like just saying, fuck you. We're just going to use this to our own.
Like, fuck you, beep. It just bleeps half of the word you. You already know what he said.
That show was awesome.
Yeah,
that mini show was hilarious, dude.
I think it's like there's like three-minute video, so it's like 10 minutes altogether.
Yeah, yeah. They weren't long at all. Yeah,
man, it was good, though.
It was on Adult Swim. And
really?
Adult Swim is a very experimental channel, mm-hmm. so they get a lot of those shows that are just 10 minutes long.
The beauty of that is that they are adult-oriented mm-hmm. in the name.
Yeah, yeah.
So they get away with things because, hey, if you're not an adult, I can't do nothing to stop you, but you know better.
Yeah. I've been watching it since I was a little kid,
too. Me too.
Yeah, I always remembered that coming on. As soon as Cartoon Network ended, that came on. It's like, anybody under the age of, like, 17, 18 years old, like, it's time to get out of here, man. Hell no.
Was it on Nick?
Huh?
Was it on Nick?
Yeah. No, it was on Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network.
Yeah. And then Family Guy came on, Futurama, and then...
Robot Chicken.
The later it got, the weirder it got.
Uh-huh.
That's what I loved about it.
Robot Chicken was right at midnight. Right before it ended at midnight.
And then after midnight, shit got fucking weird. Yeah. You can see things like Tom Goes to the Mayor or something like that. Or Off the Air. Did you ever watch Off the Air? I never saw it on Adult Swim, but Tony, he would play it on like YouTube, and it's all it is just segments of weird shit. Not anything graphic or anything. It's just like maybe some guy will pick his nose and like flick the booger, and then the booger would just become like this hypnotic fucking thing, and then it'll transition to like an eagle flying away. Or something. Yeah, yeah,
huh.
Yeah. It was really cool. It's a really cool fucking channel. It would show apparently like at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, it was meant for people high as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, you know, I kind of love that there's a viewer's market for that.
Yes.
People know.
Yeah.
And it's inevitable. And so people put it out and it works.
Oh, yeah.
It works.
And so there's always going to be a market for it, too.
Yeah.
At that time as well. At that fucking time. And if it's not at that time, you go to Netflix or something, whoever that has it, and watch it there.
Somebody has it somewhere.
Did you ever watch Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
No.
No.
That was the one with the food, right?
Yeah.
I did a couple times. I didn't dig it.
Yeah.
Or Futurama.
You didn't like Futurama?
No.
Oh my god, Futurama's great. Yeah. But Aqua Teen Hunger Force is one of those things that you have to have, like... A specific taste for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you know what I wish they would bring back?
Huh.
Fucking Celebrity Deathmatch.
That show was awesome.
Dude, that
show was awesome. Oh my god. I remember the Carlos Mencia one. He was I forget who, but Carlos. It was when they found out Carlos Mencia was stealing jokes.
Mm-hmm.
So of course he got like ripped to shreds in that episode, you know.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that show was just awesome.
Everybody
around.
Got ripped to shreds. Down yeah, here.
It got pretty graphic, man. Mm-hmm. I loved
for
it.
For Clay.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
I remember that was part of like a block thing too, like an animated spot.
Really?
I think it was for Spike TV. I can't remember. Or MTV 2. Yeah. And then after that, they would play, like, Stripperella or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that show was... I never watched too much of that show, but goddamn, that was a cool one. I like that one. The 2000s were insane, man.
Yeah, I went back in... Even back in the day, I didn't watch a whole lot of cartoons, the Classic Nick and Cartoon Network ones. But my only anime was fucking Pokemon and Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
And now, fucking Pokemon just went way far, bro. And I understand that they're keeping it alive, just like the Mario games.
Mm-hmm.
But Pokemon peaked at, like, Crystal on the Game Boy Advance. Even after that, I played Ruby, Sapphire, Emerald. None of those were just the same.
When did you start playing Pokemon?
I started playing Pokemon when I was old enough. I think I got my Game Boy when I was in first grade at 6 or 7 years old.
Yeah.
And it came with it came with Super Mario Brothers Deluxe and Pokemon Crystal. And that was my favorite. I went back and played the older games and I liked them. I saw how they built up to Pokemon Crystal.
Yeah.
But I still think that that's where where it just kind of peaked.
The crystal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it had Suicune, Entei, and Raikou.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It had all three of them.
Yeah, yeah. That was the peak, honestly. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even into it at that time, but like when I got into it, which was, I was like 11 years old, I kind of knew that, you know, everything else, the best part of Pokemon was already done.
Yeah, the best part of Pokemon was 151 Pokemon.
Yeah. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
How many are there now? Like 400?
There's
gotta be.
Around there.
You think they killed off some Pokemon in the new games? I haven't played Pokemon in that minute.
Never. Dude, there's a Pokemon. I have it on the Switch now just because I wanted a Pokemon game.
I did too, but I looked at the preview, man. It just, I want it pixelated, bruh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Dude, and the new one is, it's good. Like, it's fun to play and everything, but you get stopped every fucking second for somebody to talk to you about nothing. Every second somebody stops you, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And that is it. And also, like, it kind of lies to you because there's this giant field that you could go out and there's wild Pokemon, you know? And you catch them or fight them, whatever you want to do, and they vary in levels. And it's a giant open world. But then as soon as you get out of that world, it's stuck on one frame and you can't move the camera around or anything like that. So it just kind of fools you into thinking we have this giant open world when it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's the same camera.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. And when you leave that world anyways. But when you're in that, you can move the camera around and, you know, run into Pokemon and everything. It's like the best part of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then as soon as you leave, like, somebody's talking to you, and you're just skipping, because they're saying nothing. After a while, you're like, you're not telling me anything important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you had to, like, know who to talk to, find the person you need to talk to, get that conversation over with before you can continue your game.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you didn't have just randoms just walking up to you.
It's not just randoms, it's just the story, too.
Mm-hmm.
They just keep coming up to you.
Yeah.
It's fucking annoying. Anyways.
We're at 1.5. So our plan now, 10 episodes from now, is to bring on an OF girl.
Yeah.
I would like to say, if the listeners have a girl in mind who they would like interviewed, we're open to those as well.
Yeah.
Also, if you guys ever want to be a fucking part of this, they want to, you know, come on an episode, shoot us a message.
Yeah.
Usually more than open to almost anyone coming on.
Yeah, we're not gonna shoo you away.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're honored that people wanna be on this, and people that have come on here have, you know, said that this experience is like almost no other, you know, because we don't have a whole lot of opportunities to get in a podcast here in town.
And a big reason we're still doing this because you guys fucking listen.
Yeah.
You know? So we're happy.
Whoever may be out there, man, y'all shout out. We love you guys.
Yeah.
But your feedback is super important too. People come up to us and, say how they enjoyed this segment or whatever this conversation was about. And that's cool. It's super cool to, you know, see people out in public like that. Man, and then after our break, people are seeing us post our new episodes, and so people are like, yo,
we're a little excited.
You guys are recording again? I'm like, oh, yeah, bro.
Of course we are.
Yeah.
With new equipment, too.
Hell yeah. We sound good now. Man, back fucking, we did what, 50 episodes on fucking a harsh ass mic?
Yeah. We really did that shit.
Hell yeah, we did. It was fun, though. Hey, we've got them up there resting.
Yeah, they're a nice little aesthetic piece in the studio.
We didn't get rid of it. Now. We should sign those and give them away.
We should. Make them NFTs.
Make them NFTs.
Oh, dude, we should make those tangible. NFTs.
We can't. We'd have to take a picture of them.
Yeah, we do. I'll figure something out.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. Y'all look for that CNGI NFT coming up.
So we killing it?
Yeah, I think we're good.
All right, man. I got to pee.
Man, we've been saying we're going to start cutting these episodes in an hour and a half for fucking months, and I think this is the closest one we're going to get to.
Oh, well.
But oh, well. Fuck it, man. It's fun. We love you guys. Thank you guys for listening. You guys go to the Flower Saturday nights at 10 to 2. Come out and party.
Hell yeah, man. Support this man.
Hell yeah.
Support him. And his family.
I got a baby in diapers. Those motherfuckers are not cheap, bro.
That's what I keep hearing, man.
Yeah. That's it for us, guys. Thank you guys so much for checking into the Come and Get It podcast. This is episode 59 with hosts
Sergio Cervantes and host
Israel Valdez.
See you next time. Okay.